You're listening to SBS News.
A state of disaster has been declared in Victoria, with tough COVID-19 restrictions on movement across Melbourne and an overnight curfew to be enforced by police. The lockdown grants officers additional powers to ensure people comply with the strict public health directions. The new Stage 4 restrictions will run until September the 13th. Premier Daniel Andrews is adamant the six-week strategy is preferable to a lockdown lasting for 6 months.
These steps are the ones we have to take. These are the decisions I've made, because anything short of this will not keep us safe. Anything short of this will see this drag on for months and months and months. That is not acceptable to me. Having to stand here every day reporting more and more people dying, we need to come down on this hard. This is what this strategy is all about. We've avoided the worst case scenario. Now we have to get to that COVID normal, and we have to get there as quick as we possibly can.
An 8pm to 5am curfew will be enforced for those in metropolitan Melbourne, unless travelling to and from work or to receive or give care. Melbourne locals will not be allowed to travel more than 5 kilometres from home for shopping or exercise. Only one person per household will be allowed to shop at essential retail outlets. Daily exercise is limited to 1 hour and only with one other person. And bans on weddings will take place from midnight this Wednesday. Mr. Andrews says the effectiveness of the lockdown relies on a collective effort.
Stay at home. And when you are out of home, you must be close to home. You cannot be going from one side of Melbourne to the other. You can't be going out in large groups. You can't be spending prolonged periods of time away from home with other people. Ultimately, all of these changes are about limiting movement. All of these changes are about limiting the number of people that we come in contact with. Daily exercise is just that. It's an opportunity to get some exercise. It is not an opportunity to live our lives as if this pandemic was not real and was not here and was not literally the biggest challenge we've perhaps ever faced.
Meanwhile, those in regional Victoria, including the Mitchell Shire, will undergo Stage 3 restrictions from midnight on Wednesday. People will only be allowed outdoors to shop for food and essential items, caregiving, and for exercise, work and study. Since they were in place, it is estimated Stage 3 restrictions in Melbourne prevented 20,000 cases of COVID-19. But Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, says the restrictions at their previous level were not sustainable.
To look at the numbers every day through the lens of a healthcare worker, you could not tolerate 500 cases day in, day out, a dozen deaths day in, day out, a number of new outbreaks, a number of new nursing home residents infected. That is intolerable. So numbers absolutely have to change, but it's for everyone to play their role in doing that.
From Wednesday, all school students across the state will learn from home, except for vulnerable children or kids who have parents that must attend work. Study at TAFE and university will also have to be done remotely. The same rules will apply to Melbourne's kinder and early childhood education services from Thursday. Victoria's Education Minister James Merlino acknowledges the effect Stage 4 will have on students and families.
Remote learning is hard on everyone, from our magnificent teachers and staff to parents at home, to, most importantly, our students. But we've been really, really conscious of the impact of every decision we've been making in regards to Year 12 students. For our Year 12 students, this is a year like no other, and we need to support them every step of the way.
Mr. Merlino says dates for end-of-year Victorian Certificate of Education exams will not change, allowing Year 12 students to receive an end-of-year ATAR result. Meantime, Victoria Police is warning that breaches of Stage 4 lockdown regulations may lead to a fine of more than $1,600. Police Minister Lisa Neville is urging the community to comply.
We don't take this decision lightly. We take it because this is so serious, and we are saying to the community, you know, we've all got to take this seriously. Most people are, but as I said yesterday, some aren't. Some are showing appalling behaviour. This is at the highest level. This is only the second time we've used a state of disaster. For all those who want to try and test the police powers, this now puts out of doubt any of those powers.
More restrictions relating to employment and workplaces are due to be announced on Monday. Premier Andrews says he will continue to discuss income support and cash flow support measures for businesses with Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says Stage 4 results will be evident in about 7 days' time. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.